Here is a broadcast by David Bartlett for the Australian Labor Party for the 2010 Tasmanian election.
Friends, this election is all about one thing. And that is, of course, the Tasmanian people themselves, because they are the reason that we are all here. They are the reason our party exists, and I say clearly to the Tasmanian people today that your priorities are our priorities. Your health services, your jobs, your education system. These are the concerns all of us in Labor, share as Tasmanians, and these are the priorities which Labor will always stand up for. I believe deeply that political parties who seek to govern have a responsibility to be extremely clear with their constituents about where their priorities lie. Governments have tough choices to make. There is no magic pudding. Let me be clear today. Our priority is on improving the core government services which Tasmania rely on, and front and centre at number one among those services is our public health system. When it comes to the choice between building the Liberals' $2.5 billion road or putting the same money into our public hospitals, Labor's priority will always be public health. It's now time to take the step and begin to turn a strong health system into the most technologically advanced, patient-focused system in the country, one that makes sure that all Tasmanians, wherever they live and into whatever circumstances they have been born, can access world-class care quickly and safely. We know that for many Tasmanians, for example, accessing a GP can be difficult. Equally, for many GPs, particularly in our regional and rural communities, there are too many patients requiring care and too few GPs to treat them. This in turn puts pressure on our emergency departments. Labor's already committed to providing $2.1 million over 3 years for GP attraction and retention on the east and the west coasts. Today I announce Labor will commit a further $6.3 million to take this approach statewide over the next 3 years. We also need to enhance emergency department alternatives for people when they need care but can't get an appointment with a GP. That's why today I also announce that a re-elected Labor government will fund $12 million over 3 years for four general walk-in clinics across the state. The walk-in clinics will be the first port of call when you want to see a GP and you can't, but you need treatment and your condition is not life-threatening. The walk-in clinics will provide treatment for minor injuries and conditions, and guess what? They will do it for free. The clinics will be located at all four major public hospitals in Tasmania. That's 21st century healthcare under Labor. But not all health problems can be solved by accessing a GP or at a walk-in clinic. That's true. Tasmanians need better and faster access to high-quality acute-level healthcare in our hospitals when serious illness arises. That's why today I announce that Labor will provide an additional $8 million per year for 4 years to clear the backlog of patients waiting longer than clinically recommended timeframes for their surgery. Our target is that at the end of this program, Tasmania will have the shortest waiting times in the nation. Re-elected Labor government will buy back the Hobart Private Hospital. We will put these facilities to work not on behalf of private operators, but on the behalf of the people they were built to serve. They will once again be owned by the public, for the public, under Labor. Only Labor is committed to ending the privatisation of our hospitals. We will build a 20,000 square metre hospital building on the Hobart private site, providing state-of-the-art facilities. The total cost of this will be in the order of $565 million. This will include $180 million for a new and much beloved Queen Alexandra Women's and Children's Hospital. Under Labor, the Royal, the LGH, the Mersey and the North West Regional will become 21st century hospitals, meeting the 21st century needs of all Tasmanians. Friends, we know as Labor the choice at this election is simple. It's a choice between better public health care under Labor or a Liberal lineup that puts funding a $2.5 billion road ahead of public hospitals. A Liberal lineup that pays visitors to take the jobs of Tasmanians. A Liberal lineup that wants to privatise elective surgery and take money out of our public hospitals to do it. They are untried, untested, and out of touch. Labor offers a clear choice when it counts. We believe in the right of every single Tasmanian to quality health care, quality education, and quality of life. They are at the core of everything that we stand for. They reflect the ideals of the working people that founded our party. The miners and the timber workers, the factory workers who joined together to build hope and opportunity for their children. The men who a hundred years ago, risked their lives every day in the mines of Queenstown and Rosebery for meagre wages. The women who struggled along on piecework when wage equality wasn't even a dream. The migrant families who found new opportunity building our great hydro dams. These people, the Tasmanian people, are the Tasmanian Labor Party. Their belief and their passion sustains us, and their strength inspires us to join with them in building a stronger Tasmania. Friends, we have the experience, the determination, and the vision to drive Tasmania forward. The Tasmanian people know we believe in them passionately because they are the reason that this party exists. To the people of Tasmania, I say today, I've only been in this job a very short 20 months, but we have achieved so much and can do so much more. We want the opportunity to continue to deliver on the right priorities for Tasmanian people. It's a journey to a stronger Tasmania, and I ask the people of Tasmania to give us the opportunity to take that journey with them. When it really counts, on March 20, I ask the people of Tasmania to vote Labor. Thank you.
Spoken by Dee Bartlett and Jay Lonergan, authorised by Jay Dowling for the ALP Hobart.
You have been listening to a party election broadcast for the 2010 Tasmanian state election.